Top Game by Bill Mosterboy. Century, Part 1, Van Gogh's Year, Bill Mosterboy. Dedicated to caring, loving souls and the cold that keeps them that way. The Mercantilist Fool, Introduction, Part of the Story, you may continue. The electronic blacklist continues against Mosterboy WD, the brains behind What's in the Game. The pen name and fictional writing upset the apple cart of the author's contact list. He also is blacklisted from work and public presentation. The occurrences of the war from September 11, 2001 through March 19, 2004 produced a methodical takedown of the USA's technical and intellectual might. The upside of life in the USA remains the economy. The English and American ethic of keeping a store for the world to shop and dine in remains true to form with the introduction of a new computer laptop operating system called Vista from Microsoft Corporation. Other products and services manufactured and designed, including aircraft power and geological service, bring the world economy to our shores. The cities of the world evolved to cater to the needs of the trade, merchant, and commerce. With the shell game of the city reduced to the country estate of which cupboard some particular store of goods rests in, the shell game of the greatest good at the greatest time becomes a mystery. The greatest nations on earth evolved through catering to the greatest good for the parties involved in a transaction. When one arrived at a city's doorstep, the assumption of fine for fine played perfectly. When conflict arose with the terrorist attacks in the major urban areas of the world, including Madrid, London, Germany, Belarus, Baghdad, Kabul, New York, Washington, and Pennsylvania, cities put on the ill-fitting face of questionable fine for questionable service and goods. Madrid train bombings killed 270 Spaniards. The London bombings killed over 100 with three double-decker buses' roofs sheared off. Baghdad explosions rocked the capital with 130 killed last week. Kabul raids from the Taliban killed with surprise and shock. Belarus massacres in Bessalar killed a gymnasium with a crowd the size of a high school basketball crowd lying in pools of blood on the hardwood floor. To note the world's Arabs and country estate barterers show outrage at the fleeing city travelers who take the mercantile attitude to the backwater, where reports of shortages in supplies during crisis draw a fear of the stranger for trading, perhaps useless account funds, they're forbidden the word money from Seattle's backwater, and cash. The country realizes you cannot eat cash, cannot feel fine in the country on only cash. The game goes on, and those that enforce city grabbing for a fee from the country estates will be on note of the revenge players who know all too well how to get a gun and shoot at some house still sitting uptown. All someone wanted was a gallon of milk and some good ice cream, and the country spy in town exchanged words of worth to the caretaker of the Commerce Center. Then death happened on both sides. Bill. Chapter 1. The robot can call you back. I've got things to do. Computers consist of an input, output, and display. Memory added to computers increases functionality. The Gulf of Life Assist robotic stimuli in regards to communications led to the telephone voicemail directed by Life Sound input. Goal 1 in the Home Assist model of assisting personal business and alert messages depend on interpretive vocal decoding. Adding the functionality of a live answer home assist unit with an arm in the home to pick up a phone from a receiver mount unit and place the phone near the ear hole recording system for recording in the head of the unit for establishment of listen and speak in a room where hands may be busy and the vocal, hold on a minute, could be perceived by the unit and heard by the party on the other end, benefits the disabled who may require phone out services and assistance as well as the distant speakerphone. It will not be easy to tell who the robot is in our office anymore, will it? Tell the robot to phone the doctor. Enlightened self-interest, greed. The focus in politics and economics revolves around the well-being of the population. The decisions made involve research into what smart decision individuals would make. Collectively, the world valued intelligent design towards the ultimate end of a better world in which the leadership could function. The closed-loop system involved a life cycle program in which intelligent functional modules of life collected in regards to clean, efficient living. In human terms, we fabricate goods, use the goods, recycle the waste, and limit pollution while making wealthy the executives and workers involved in the product life cycle. In the past, a company made goods well, although they polluted the industrialized rivers, as in the case of Lake Erie and downriver Detroit. The Love Canal ecological disaster in New York destroyed thousands of lives with a chemical that the land will never heal from. We face a great challenge today in terms of the end result, intelligent thinking human. The cheapest goods produce the most waste and satisfy only the immediate need. pulsating images and tape shaping may lead to a controllable citizenry. The leadership can package a soundbite too, but the ultimate goal of an intelligent decision-making public fails. What the leadership fails to realize is that the intelligent consumer always self-satisfies over all else. Supply and demand dictate the value of greed. The newscasts that were revered by previous generations look pale in comparison to the real economic report on the Hollywood-style reporting programs. The world produces enough goods to satisfy the intelligent, greedy individuals. Soldiers fight in a world in order to ensure greed. Workers sacrifice their entire lives to satisfy greed. The world faces a challenge by those whose greed by necessity would be religiously fundamental. Fundamental harmony with human nature leaves the leadership with a basic assumption question. Does the human form function with greed in lieu of God? Leadership in democracy and fascism controls with greed. Leadership in Islamic fundamentalism controls with God. Does the religion play a role in the modern democracy? Fear not the communist math. When math works, communists do much of this everyone has. Communists are dark horses. Sometimes they win. They always cross the line. The reporter is not communist. Okay, he does want you to have an iPod with Beethoven. Chapter 2. The academic creates life models through verbal and numeric acuity. To know that to have a quality, the object relates to the space in which the object lives. The value of knowing the limits possible expands that which expressed progressively. The painting may have a corollary in three space. The painting may depict a scene impossible in terms of location of objects with respect to physical principles. The assigned truth value of a well-formed formula, which truthfully reads false, contains value in data modeling of artificial life. The well-formed formula models a world in which the subject-verb-object system follows logically, yet the given object is not acted on by the subject of the verb in the real sense. The camel threw the snowball. The example may well be a well-formed formula, although camels very rarely live where the snowballs are, and throw would be most difficult, and yet the sentence stands as a possibility for what might happen in the world of all camels, the world of all weather conditions, the world of all projectile stimulation. The casual passer lives freely. The synthetic retiree partner being proposed may be the real use for synthetics. When the phone rings, the robot answers the phone with a mechanical arm and exhales into the phone, so the recently widowed might hear the sound. The robot might suggest medicine. The robot might ask if a call is to be placed to a doctor or family member. As for the robot deciding what program to watch, some will allow this, some won't. To keep a geriatric patient adept, adroit, and cared for, advanced synthetic processor robots need to find their way into the home. Bathroom accounting is getting that way now. Rule-based systems he maintains produce better, cleaner lives. I respect Bob. Bob reproduces well. Usually you can find him by the copier. Hard Life, Good Television, Chapter 1, Introduction. The electronic blacklist continues against Mostovoy WD, the brains behind What's in the Game. The pen name and fictional writing upset the apple cart of the author's contact list. It's also blacklisted for work and public presentation. The occurrences of the war from 11 September 2001 through March 19, 2004 produced a methodical takedown of the USA's technical and intellectual might. The upside, the financial economy remained strong. The happenings, 11 September 2001, the E-ring of the Pentagon destroyed by a terrorist aircraft lay in ruins. The center of commerce for 11,000 workers lay in ruins. September 2001, Wall Street closes for one week. June 2002, Homeland Security Department established to fight terrorism. 20 August 2002, the Patriot Act passed, giving the state the right to spy in people's home legally. The Constitution seized under the War Powers Act. It's not about Afghanistan. The General Accounting Office begins writing checks to Homeland Security agents. These agents come from the Republican ranks, building the largest patronage army ever assembled. Once the government holds the loyalists with the gift every poor snob wanted, the ability to look into Ivan, Boris, Alexei, Francois, Jacques, Hans, or Franz Toilet, the international wealth in America faded from the real imported Ivans at all. So the Democrats swarmed the nation looking for minority seats in Illinois and women's seat backed by women whose white wine republicanism fits in with the Republicans who dare not kill. The movement of people whose happiness and death. The murder rate grew sky high. 3,000 Americans died in combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. And the acknowledgement that the GAO will buy your neighbor. If you miss this one, left a fractious nation without technical and intellectual merit. Chapter 2, Nihilism or Truck Pull. In a world of conflicting morality, if the conflict for moral authority degrades and denigrates the Republic into the morass of morality baiting, with the reward of eliminating a weaker physical morality. An absolute morality of self-interest communal life tends towards tones of nonviolence and intellect-driven morality, decayed with visual testimony in regards to communicative skills. The manner of being, while relating a point of view, led to the absolute truth of the human form. The absolute truth relegated to the holy grail of the intellect proved for certain that the input of an event leads to further inputs and outputs with regard to self-enhancement and body-to-world outflow. The gift of exchange of words for honor left the world searching for the truth and would win a gift of further word and financial exchange. Having expunged the true word passing in the non-questioning acceptance phase of verbal exchange, the words that creep into the home come not from the enemy down the block, they come from what was thought to be safe and edited television content. The past world, confusing as it was, relied on the knowledge that information sources should be noted and accounted for. Each individual home attained wealth at one time by making an enemy of one sort or another. The inevitability of conflict in an era of openness led to absolute false statements, known as falses. A false absolute, for example, would be, if you drink water from a lake, well, you will vomit, led to pranks from a new poison at the next meal by a prankster. Other absolute falses in terms of self-defense, knowledge, and meaning, known as reeds to the false purveyors, they fear in regards to false purveyor busting with physical strength and deceptive and drug surrender to the lesser evil. The greater good in false purveyor world means the lesser evil, in that those with greater good procreate, dividing the existing wealth to return a least common denominator seen in Asia and the Pacific Rim. In the nature of false purveyances, the cold manner through warm of putting one to sleep produced terms such as ethnic cleansing, justified by Slobodan Milosevic in the 21st century, as well as many other European purge lords such as Adolf Eichmann in Germany. The good thing about purges, if a falser just falses you out of your bills and coins, you usually can drink vodka. Watch out for the vomit. Chapter 3, The Space Model of Life. She does not permit early saves. Lonely spaceman writes in his journal about the time and space. The spaceship model of life we live in today relies on the virtual purity of each step in a process. The spaceman travels over every country as if it were a personal journey. I would have written her, but the writing occurred before the sexual translation program ran on the rig. The space traveler, you see, cannot say traveler, for the destination of travel implies passage from one world to another. This does not take place in an orbiting space station. You wind up in the same spot, having done humorous, serious, emotive, and evocative things. Evocative images mean that if you are from Earth, you remember dancing needle on analog gauges. Reminds you of either your first call or the button in the baton in the conductor's hand while watching the needle in the Plymouth after the blowout party. The logs of dismay and shock fake out the young who have been faked out so purely. The critique on pure fake out remains for the prepackaged s'more squad. The nature of evil and fleeing from it, but those that flee farther and fleeing to freedom, evildoers far away from knowing evil through the banality of the true non-interlaced debate on removal of Pavlovian responses to formerly freeing inputs. That read, the writing as a symbol of a country rather than the identifier that the food inside may be eaten proffers bread for the military machine to munch on. Chapter 4, Economic Legumes. The breakfast of cold cabbage soup, toast, and margarine settled in the stomach of the pilloried author. The Congress called the old war horses, as stated last week, to testify on sending new troops to Iraq. First, the war in Iraq began on 19 March 2003. It would be 3 years, 11 months, equaling 3 times 365 plus 30 times 11 equals 1,425 days. The U.S. population has lived with intense international pressure intellectually and terrorist pressure in our daily lives. The fact that a former Secretary of State and two former presidential advisors testified before Congress showed that those in government have been unable to step back and evaluate correctly the nature of pressing the point of world dominance. The economic might of the USA led to the development of space-based weapons, precision-guided munitions, and aircraft that operate with high kill efficacy. The nature of intelligence and intelligence failings based on the idea that dens of thieves they live without desire to spend many years developing weapons programs, only to test them in an ultimate mode of terror, showed a lazy warrior's intelligence plan. A retreating army of 400,000 Iraqis with rifles and bombs, packed into a city of 8 million, wait for patrols to wander by and discharge the weapons into the unsuspecting. The Iraqi army had guns, munitions for 1 million men at the start of Operation Iraqi Freedom. On paper, A1 M1 tanks, stealth aircraft, and advanced helicopters dominate the few tanks and small arms the Iraqis traveled with. The mayors of large cities will tell you of the effectiveness of that many poor fighters. The gangbanging that goes on domestically with the oil profits funneled into the U.S. destroyed the business model of American life for 1,425 days. Many residents of the U.S. left for Europe during the first days of shock and awe. Many went into hospitals to work as staff for such a time. Emerging this year with the new Congress, anger, frustration, and confusion continue to wreak havoc with the intelligence community. Earnestly believe these brilliant physicians and international business experts were aware that 2 million men and women of the armed forces traveled overseas. During this time, 500,000 soldiers traveled to the Persian Gulf in 2004, 120,000 remaining in Iraq, and the smiling faces that wander into Chili's after the foreign joints and hospital coffee cake parties remain at odds with decision makers. A full-on war with your neighbors taking part happens every day. 334 U.S. servicemen died between October 2006 and January 2007, and the neighbor not fighting still cannot tell you what government does or where the fight is. Fight may be in your heart, world travelers. Fresh fruit may make you feel better. The ultimate sacrifice, being paid daily, must be noted by you. You can live well with the knowledge that fighting takes place in the streets of every city in the world right now. The safety pushers with cholesterol and safe food warning need to back off the demands of stress-laden intelligence workers and government. Chapter 5. Monster Boy, Top Game. Real killing in war. Iraq violence escalates with civil war, monitors the U.S. military. Dateline, Washington. The recently convened Congress held hearings this week on the deployment of 20,000 new U.S. forces in Iraq. The dignitaries included some of the finest minds of the 20th century. The consensus that the administration had no firm goal on the sending of troops verified that the value in war for the sake of war continues from the Bush administration. The activities and control of them through the Agency of Homeland Security leave the public in a state of chronic warring denial. Reports of a non-informed public on the war, which included over 500,000 servicemen in the year 2004, remain. The 150,000 troops remain in harm's way, with the public asking, who is fighting in Iraq? Every time the administration claims to need troops for the war in Iraq. In the villages at Khan, Iraq sectarians promised other sectarians a river of blood and buried some 500 in an irrigation trench. Iraq remains an unsafe place. Camp Victory, now ringed with trees, as the 82nd Airborne requires plants, one for each one planted inland here, opened a sister base, Camp Granada, south-southeast of Baghdad today. Ten stakes that have orange flags in the corner, a flag in the middle, the glory runs inside the perimeter looking positive, locked, looks positive. With 20,000 new drivers from Camp Granada to Camp Victory, the young would have a non-denied safe, unsafe environment to laugh, joke, and build leadership for George W. Bush's final solution. Guantanamo Bay, Cuba, continues to torture battlefield detainees. Republicans continue to execute Democrats in record numbers. One Asian woman with Microsoft stationery killed 30,000 men in the last 10 years. With the quote, why should so many people program? The unbeatables George continues to train may show up on any of our doors. The same was said about Vietnam, and they approved the point. Knowledge workers risked everything from the joy of the successful program. Soft and software meant you could train hard with your mind and retire to a soft pillow later. Workers passed information on so readily in times of peace, they now look guilty to the Asian translators who feel our success merits a look. We are a successful people. We just have to fight for it. The new Al-Kindi Hospital ER filled with patients yesterday. Scorecard in Iraq, 4th of February, 07. Nearby Al-Kindi Hospital, Children's Hospital. 132 Baghdad Iraqis dead, 5 U.S. military, Kirkuk explosions, Mosul insurgencies on the uptick. Suspected Sunni attackers have appeared emboldened in recent weeks after radical anti-American Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr, under pressure from fellow Shiites, dominate the government ordered the thousands of gunmen in his Mahdi Army militia to avoid American attacks and the coming assault. Further signs the insurgents were migrating north appeared in Mosul, where insurgent forces fought Iraqi police and soldiers. Police said five insurgents were killed. Police spokesman Brigadier Abdul Karim al-Jabouri said fighters abandoned their attack when Iraqi security forces moved in backed by U.S. air power. In the Baghdad blast, Major General Jihan al-Jabari of the Iraqi Interior Ministry said one ton of explosives ripped through the Sadriya market. Shiite Prime Minister Nouri al-Maliki, government spokesman Ali al-Dagba. If you want an indisputable visual evidence, this is Bill at Home. Electronic monitors can be so deceiving. National translators need draw these dailies to show what Bill knows. Chapter 6, Free Power. A couple can charge an entire house of batteries during a morning workout. DC voltage, unchecked, can also kill her. Radar coiling of Sparky. Chapter 7, Place Up and Up the Skirt. Dateline Washington. The Equal Rights Amendment, known as the ERA, proposed in 1974, afforded women equal protection under the law. Here, discrimination on sex was to end with legislation. Culture of the day promoted a personship style, with phrases that rang out, I'm okay, you're okay. The Gestalt movement, comprehension of another's life experience, enriched a generation and left the traditional role individuals with a strong intellectual position of opposition for those whose words rang false to the simple things men and women enjoyed doing, apart from the time they share together. The push to eliminate things that men do as revenge for your mother-in-law's denial to her daughter caused a new phrase in women bonding. I'm okay, you are not. The knowledge that someone of the sex will do something once patterned in a judgmental age leads to the ethnic cleansing so popular in the world. If a person enjoys dirty things in the age of equality, another person of the opposite sex must enjoy the dirty things. It's not just dirty things, it's brainy things, it's athletic things. In an age of sitting, the new phrase, I'm better than you're okay, drips like spittle over the lips of the beautiful nincompoop. Chapter 8. Dear President Bush, the world changed on September 11, 2001, when four hijacked airliners crashed into U.S. soil. The nation needed options. The mole and soul option saves many fine beings for future fights. The nation needed someone to use some resources mentally for public service. Of course, WD said loudly and with verve, you have the wrong man. My life is life in shambles after a failed TV pilot and 100 episodes never saw the light of day. Bankrupt and newly aware that people do not get paid for television without a contract, merely live with inherited wealth and spend in the wonderful TV reality. The television folks, curious as that sound, seek a conclusion to the program Bill as himself. Had Cindy's room up years ago. Seats life in California government must have entertainment value and a theme. Those with religion and faith hope for a moral director and film food. At any moment in Bill as himself, Bill is unaware if the bullets are real or of the blank variety. The trade on disc television born in 1995 continues today. The more the discs became popular, the more local cable stations throughout the country put them on local cable rings. The Washington ring showed validity and strength, not to worry, boldly and strongly before 9/11. Clinton's not only looked the other way to the decay or decentralization of American power, when the time came to ask America where the capital was and who had power, nearly nobody outside the military had the answer. In a land of upstarts and rebels, many laugh and wait for the next government check. That is how Washington has lived forever. My hopes for an education with a philosophical bent remain true only when philosophy includes a God-morality concept. Without God, philosophy means very little. The South has proved this in the Greek Academy. Mitigating factor, those that champion God with the sword and not the head, have exciting, tumultuous lives that many pine for and often find themselves in a pine box. Souls of great nations scarred by war retreated to souls of simpler times. That which requires the detail of the lives there are people who seek only life's best part. The realistic interpretation of my life from the mole and soul option missed the boat with us. Your strength and courage to godless assassins of character and soul who pulled us to the point of calling an Ehud or a Vladimir with hopes that taking us on face made sense again. Facts and a legacy from the cowardices will not deter Washington and California holding our top rings. From my stand, that the worker left willingly from Detroit, Chicago, and Milwaukee, starved and poor, want answers other than the Lord's smile. In California signs, you swim in the wealth of the warm ocean. When we back the cold winds of Washington, you suffer. God bless us all, sir. Dr. W.D. Mostomoy, Ph.D. Chapter 9. Anyone care for some kimchi? Security of the Korean Peninsula remains in question. The North Korean government conducted a nuclear test in October, creating a 200-ton nuclear explosion underground. A second test remains planned. The fact that this weapon remains 2% of the Hiroshima bomb remains a subtle sign of optimism. The USA and Russia now measure nuclear weapons in megatons, not tons. North Korea test-fired two above-ground missiles in the last year. Pick your rocket ship above-ground with a control tower, or you have the missile in your mind. Satellite detection identified two launches in the last year. One traveled over Tokyo, inviting a U.S. destroyer to Japan, armed with cruise missiles. The second landed near Hawaii. A Hawaiian missile attempt proves that Alaska, Seattle, San Francisco, and Los Angeles remain targets of North Korea. In Seoul last week, alarms sounded as a test, sending commuters to subway tunnels. Mostovoy, WD, fellow at the Mostow Institute. Chapter 10, The Cunningly Simple Kingdom. So email, they say, is for the entire world. The trappings on with the victory in war show the spoils regenerate into the rotten decay of the Cunningly Simple Kingdom, CSK. In the CSK, the rewards of pastry and post-pastry processing paperwork ebb desire for winning, involvement in the good play score points model, GPSP model. The gift of winning lines through the essence of reductionism led to the multi-play point combination written tenets. If Descartes could cogitate for hours, and he is reduced to the lip, I think, therefore I am, his first meditation, which many need to find what thinking entails, can respect points for neither thinking nor being in the state of meditation. Taken with a Hobbes Leviathan quick review that the state of nature leaves only the state of war, can be thought of as eliminating the perceptive human from the state within the state. The conscious beings, along with Spinoza, who avers the only reason people obey laws, the fear of getting caught, proves what today's world lives in. Within Foucault's power, that only way to travel in the world of quick sheet covers is to direct with the will that they do not exist as beings and win. The deconstructionist movement allows for the priestess and the past poet with the removal of power from the courts. The courts and the judiciary have mocked the rights to life with Orwellian brilliance that may have lived with when Jefferson penned it. Citizens who are not rich and connected have the right to a life of crime, liberty to steal, and pursuit of someone else's newfound happiness. A land of opportunity lives with the knowledge that we are opportunists. To be in the right place at the right time when an exchange of diamonds for cash takes place in a lightning storm where both parties die would be the only win an opportunist wants. Shame that you lost new diamonds here and the power to place orders far off. Matters some, but not a great deal. After all, you have the cash and diamonds. Those that travel the last mile wind up at the finish line refreshed and ready for the camera and microphone. The display that things are fine and well, would be for those that also display that things are fine. The nerve of the American public to cry the academic song leaves many without recourse but to take a gun in invocation of the false dream of justice. No justice, no peace, no pieces. The American worker and the American executive, both of whom may remember the sly Chinese blessing of satire, prevents the impoverished Father Mao from accepting your poison. Yeah, right. Chapter 11, Neglect Precedes Cold. Passage that neglect with cold. Postmodernism plowing into the human soul to track the being past the life of the peasant non-royal watcher led to reinvention of the human ideal. The still movement to settle the errors of the degenerate disco wilding with a leveraged buyout full-life experienced individual put the slow still in stealth. Fame, the ultimate attribute of who detects you, deterred from the stealth effort to still the mind that inequality is success and internal growth for the published grand thinking, realizes the vision through the mechanisms and tools presently in place at the neglect of those whose recent discovery showed promise. Those that cried, get off my lawn, refused to hear, get off my electronic mail and digital satellite television system. To go that last mile, the myth of what one asset seller of the land may have done years ago, forged the elder incongruity of self-loathing, ignorant trap-baiting. The fatal assumption made years ago that the sire and mother want more for the offspring than they had breaks down at the first introduction of the new positive element to the charm based in technology, seen in love, and accepted intrinsically by the youth. The game of takeaway begins throughout a non-producing economy, and the postmodernist deconstructionist movement continues. sometimes you just have to trim the bushes. Chapter 12, Ironical Bastards. In Seattle, where Soldiers Hate Here goes back to the 1997 Fish concert, the popular Pistol Green meaning lies over the same wear. Caring is a funny thing. No war will come, little missy. I just saw some CNN for the election, and someone kept telling me some guy had a lot of bombs, missiles, and evil biological weapons. So care, yeah, those CNN guys look so serious sometimes. Call Wolf Blitzer caring. I dare you. Conrad's bastards. War is heck. Soldiers of the fight in war want you to care about the war. After all, they say, the ultimate price might be required at any moment. Secret wars go on all the time in the world. The Great War provides those who wish to settle scores for large sums the opportunity to point to official government policy on allies and adversaries. Those folks that train to fly fast and shoot straight and live on a hair trigger relish the opportunity to fight with the finest minds machinery. Those that create machines and software live at the mercy of the unbeatables, for the most part, as order and discipline and a living nicety assumption of functionality between humans creates the tank, helicopter, missile, and airplane. Legitimate handoffs in engineering afford us respectable lives and homes. Independent construction led to selfish hogging of resources and the destabilization of the community. The empowering movement enables those that would use power one to destroy with immunity the ultimate upper hand. Computer game realization occurred in Japan before the U.S. and is known the good people of Seattle can answer loyalty to the laws and people of Japan. To some, including this one, the game was to know a big war occurs, support those whose lives change, and applaud the talent show. Talents from all over the world demonstrate that someone finds to be rewarding to participate in and challenge. The Olympic ring stands as a symbol of the game's live to capture the heart of one in any of the multicolored rings. Show some talent with your empowerment. On politics, those that make you believe absurdities can make you commit atrocities. Voltaire, author and philosopher, 1694-1778. Financial politics. Soft money, the term for idle wealth controlling government, needs explication to everyone. Wealth creation from natural resources, mining, to manufactured products, boosts the portfolios of the upper middle class to the point of controlling the nation. Investments in politicians produce tax breaks which pay back the investment. To elect a president, the allies of the party buy development products in districts with need support. Those that accept development dollars accept they must vote a certain way. Government agendas involve the movement of resources and personnel. The Southwest Texas and the New South were all ticketed for growth by the federal government. The current plan is to have Phoenix pass Chicago in population with a projected population of 12 million by 2014. Recruiters from Phoenix paid by soft money visit college campuses from out the nation for good jobs and affordable housing to resettle in Arizona. Reports show urban blight has kept to a minimum with occasional Mexican incursion. Mr. Bush wrestled with the border issue as governor of Texas has raised awareness of the drugs and poverty that creep across the border. Atlanta was settled with large companies and the New South with CNN, Coke, and Southern Bell. Phoenix recruited Intel along with other high-tech firms, and now boasts major league sports franchises, recruitment enticement. What jobs would soft money children accept? They would not do anything with their hands or minds. They feel typing on a computer is beneath them, and that hand work is menial. Some religious leader, soft money political handout specialist, or your father presents means and you acquire. Does the title acquisition specialist ring true for your community or your family? The labor that crosses over the border to serve and prepare food, piecemeal circuit boards, and roof houses works for a better life, and the arrogant free-willing snobs have no regard for labor, be it Mexican or American Union. Widget assembly line managers have lost humanity, and the experience of European purges had better show respect for the soldiers, labor, and government. With the feds talking of 100,000 new border guards, this may be a call for the ultimate showdown with Mexicans. Let the managers fight and work. Labor and soldiers support legal immigration and effort. The military recruits all over the country to provide the U.S. with the finest soldiers. The volunteer army requires individuals with verve, tenacity, and hope. The soldier gets a gun. Harvard sent some officers to take on West Point commanders on the battlefields of Iraq. They leave. They probably put on those shiny silver officer medals without realizing those high-priced targets get shone. The uniform of officer in combat has sewn on rank. These clowns confess to wanting the servicemen and women played dead forever and were eliminated. If you walk the walk and talk the talk, be prepared to fight and die. The criminal mind's analysis of which seekers searched for project vision upon the academic soldiers. The human drive to survive led the ancients to store food, supplies, and heating materials for seasons without food and heat. Beyond survival, the power of resources elevated and separated individuals on Earth. Should one defer to a higher power, subsistence and shelter follow. In independent study, each individual subscribes to a whom subsists from whom to be. Those who rise to the academic rank throughout the ages demean labor inputs and religious fallacies of word keeping. In a world of lies, the grand lie wins. The will of the weak to survive with powerful weapons led to security cameras and the drug wine bottle. Those that know how to avoid sugar in the coffee with the weak of body survive. The clever togetherness model fails in that all who publicly declare togetherness will be separated in the ultimate calculation of higher power. The lone wolf model of power in declaring unity of pure reason led to the symbolic non-together named identity principle. The look of a candidate matters to the spouse less than the public lover who provides upswing during events. Those that know reveal most publicly issues and ideals have a record in the identifier in public may not cogitate correctly with the elected officials in the past were elected to enact laws and enforce contracts with the state. These ideals of democracy have failed in that the governed followed the mood-based electorate command structure. 90% of the Congress did not respond that officials legislate laws. Democracy involved separation of powers to ensure that those that create laws do not interfere with law enforcement. Executive oversight, the veto laws, and sign them disappears in an ignorant world. Read this column. You wanted to be the best, brightest, and smartest. You used one cutthroat competition to attain a degree. You believe killing to win creates an advantage to you. After subsistence, when God loved America, people shared a little slice of heaven. How trite. The midterm election brought some modest change to Washington. The empowered government remains global in resource addition and local in criminal justice and protection policy. The political party that offers relief and living space for those unable to have been born into wealth wins. Those lives have character that film and novels celebrate. We provide the work that whisk bags from limo to aircraft, arranges for our peanuts, and plows the land. Let the votes show the left to our own devices. Democrats believe in the theory that wealth must be wealthy and the knowledge of the basic rights of the Republic. Those rights defined include life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Chinese kill dissenters. Europeans kill those financial pursuers and aberrant who believe in sneak, take, and not gone. The democratic experiment goes on. God bless America. Various statements made about old government show the lost world found youth. The New World Order created a new government. Apple Computer Party and Microsoft Computer Party have a voice, with the remaining voices being represented by the major studios. Bill! NBC Party says cool cable and food for thought beget food for groceries. CNN fools do war. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. Go kids, go. Republican lives remain replaceable. Each Republican does things exactly the same. If each person does things the same, they've already died. God rest Republican souls. Brown-nosed American scum with false blue blood noses based on false blue blood imports ended American justice. That you might interject care. The response from these cats is kill this pen. They do not care. They killed peaceful lives, and they will kill you.